SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to AM 860 The Answer and the Sports Zone. Some fun discussion we'll have today about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and we'll talk a little bit. Going to be NFL season here before we know it. Some things going on with free agency and some players, and we'll get into that real soon here. But I always like to start the show off with thanking our military, all the men and women out there, because freedom isn't free, and we greatly appreciate the sacrifices you make and the families make for us. Also, our policemen and women out there working hard, keeping the streets safe as well as they can with people not using and obeying authority like they should back in the day. We got a people problem here that needs to get fixed, a respect problem. You want respect, you act and treat people with respect. Real simple. Also, our first responders out there doing a heck of a job still taking care of us. And the teachers are off for the summer, most of them. And, you know, they'll pick it back up here in August, and God bless them for everything they do. And parents, sure be nice if you, you know, work with the kids a little bit more, because it's kind of important that they do listen to the teacher. We're not getting smart as a society. If you look at the things I miss, Scott Levinson's in the studio with me, Josh Levinson. But, hey, Scott, I have to say this to you. You and I remember Jay Leno and the jaywalking, yes. Okay? I mean, how much more dumbing down of America can we take? I mean, these people don't even know when he – I mean, that's not good, man. We got to do something in our school system here, just on common sense. And I'm not putting it all on the teachers, Scott. I'm sorry. It's just you got to know, doggone, what continent you live in. Need to know who your, you know, elected officials are. Speaking of that, Scott is running for District 1 County Commissioner. So – Am I being too old-fashioned, Scott, or do I make sense?
I think you make perfect sense. I mean, it. What's the kiss? Keep it simple, stupid. We make life too difficult.
We do at times. We need to be smart about it and start doing the right things. Charlene, we're going to get to you in just a minute here. Josh, good morning to you, buddy, and appreciate you coming in here, Mr. FanDuel, and should be some exciting fan duels this weekend with the Celtics and the Golden State with the players and also the teams and the Rays. We have some Sunday baseball. And then also, do not forget, the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the New York Rangers. 3 o'clock, they'll drop the puck. So, Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, fun day in Tampa Bay today. We got a couple of afternoon games going on. Rays a little bit before 2, and then the Lightning shortly after that at 3. So it'll be good.
Be kind of neat. You know, no matter what venue you were in at the time, you'll be able to kind of flip back and forth and watch the both games. I kind of wish they weren't playing, you know. I wish they would have waited maybe to make that a 6 o'clock game or even do something kind of cool, make it a 12 o'clock start, a little 12:05 special. And the game would have been over by the time the puck was dropped with the Lightning.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do a decent job of giving enough time between the hockey game and the basketball game so there's enough lead in to the basketball game so they can watch, you know, the pregame show.
I'm just saying locally for us here in Tampa, yeah, would have been nice to – they should throw the first pitch out today at 12:05 for the Rays. I think would have been a neat idea. But, yeah, just one man's opinion. Also, we have a special guest, Sandy Beckett. Welcome to the show, Sandy. How are you today, sir?
Real good, real good. Thank you.
Let people know what you do professionally, please.
So I run a number of businesses, all related to the Lee Youth. Sorry about that. We had a bit of microphone issues there.
It's okay.
Okay, so I run a program called YSF, Youth Spring Football. and also another program called League Magic, which is a software that local football teams and football associations use to manage their program, handling roster schedules and everything. So, but my league tournament is run during the spring season, off season. So from February through May.
Very cool. Very cool. Charlene, good morning. Welcome into the Sports Zone. What's on your mind today?
Quite a bit. Can you guys hear me very good?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Hang on, Charlene. one second. And what I'd like to do is preface, and we're going to get a lot of calls in today because we have a lot of upset people out here in Hillsborough County, a lot of upset parents, a lot of upset children, and we'll it'll develop more as the show goes
What's
on.
What's getting them all upset, Scott?
Well, basically, the easiest way to put it is, once again, our wonderful Hillsborough County bureaucracy is overreaching. Instead of mask mandates now, we're on to mandates of when parents can choose when their children and what sport they should play. And the county's trying to dictate individual rules and individual leagues. And the funny thing about it is, one of the biggest offenders to some of the rules and safety that they're pushing is the county themselves. They put the big banner up. We are concerned about the safety and welfare of our children. That couldn't be a bigger lie. If they were so concerned about our children, they sure in the heck would be out there taking care of the fields and taking care of where our children play so we don't have broken legs, broken ankles. It's just all that is just a preface, but as the show goes on, so
well, it's terrible, Scott.
There you go. It's so just, that's a little.
When did we get to the point of you know what's better for me than I know what's better for me? I mean, that is so out of line. Well, I can't even put it into perspective. The government knows better than you, right? What's the worst thing the government can tell you? I'm here to help. Then you know you got a problem.
Okay, so that's your preface to where we're at. Now go ahead,
Miss Charlene. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, I could be better. As you know, Scott started talking about it. Hillsborough Parks and Recreation sent a guideline email out to all the parks in Hillsborough County, and basically it's a set of guidelines to tell these parks how to run their businesses, when tackle football can be played, when tackle football cannot be played. And not only with all these guidelines, they held meetings with leagues, and it flat out said, there is no spring football, and these are the requirements that the parks have to meet. And I just feel like it's outrageous that we have a government entity that's going to tell these parks how to run their businesses, who, by the way, do pay their taxes for these businesses as well. So for them to tell me what you have to do when the game starts and this counts as a play, this doesn't count as a play, is outrageous. That's not what Parks and Recreation is there for at all.
I agree with you, Charlene. It needs to stop. I'm for regulations when it's useful and makes sense. This sure doesn't seem useful or make sense. Seems like just some more erotic red tape as usual that needs to stop in this county. It's just getting ridiculous.
Well, and not only that, they're going to sit and use the excuse that football you're hitting all year long. But a league like Sandy's, he's got teams all over the state and other states that only play spring football. So we're going to allow soccer to go all year long, which we know there's more concussions. We know there's more injuries. That's factual.
How about BMX racing?
We're allowing all of it. Baseball. What about the pitcher or the guys with their arms all year long? But the problem here is we are getting in to personal wants, attitudes from the bureaucracy of the county. And it just goes, and it's not the everyday Hillsborough County employees out in the fields. It's the top. It's the leadership or lack of leadership. It is the line. And folks, nothing we say on the show today cannot be proven. We have records. We have documents. We have ex-Hillsborough County employees willing to come forward. We have current employees giving us these documents, which are all public record anyways. But as she can tell you, I can tell you, and Sandy can tell you, it's an act of Congress. They will hide. They will lie. They will do whatever they can to make it difficult on these parents and these kids.
Sounds like Springgate.
Well, go ahead. Charlene, if I can just make a quick comment here. The purpose behind Parks and Recreation, in my view, and I'm sure everybody's view, is to take kids off of a PS5, which I don't have a beef with, out of their bedrooms, doing exercise, and put them on a piece of green grass with any kind of a ball. I don't care what it is. You don't have to persuade Johnny and Janet. If you put a ball in their hands and put them on a piece of grass, they'll work out how to play with it and tell all the parents, I mean all the bureaucracies and all the adults to move out of the way. They'll find a way to play. So anything that a county does that reduces the amount of exercise or sports that a child plays is detrimental to the child, because we all know that bad health in America is one of the biggest issues, obesity, heart attacks, everything like that. We need to put kids onto county fields, not take them off them in any way, shape, or form. And it seems like every time the county does something, it's about taking a kid off a field.
I'm right there with you. It's ridiculous. And it's about the bread, too,
It's about the money, guys. They have been, and they proposed a lease agreement a few years ago that they're going to start charging the league by the income of the houses and the people surrounding that field. Well, you've got fields around the county that kids from all areas come to play at. So we're going to charge a league that is only charging a few dollars to these kids, and we're going to say to that league, oh, you've got to give us this many of thousands of dollars because the people around you are making this much money. It is a money grab, one. And two, like I said, why aren't they mandating rules to Little League? Why aren't they mandating rules to soccer? But now they're going to put in playing rules. And yes, they are also saying in the spring, you can't play tackle football anymore. You have to play flag. But the caveat, it has to be a county-approved flag league. Again, this is a move to control the narrative. In 2009, when the county had no money and we went through the depression, we all had to take care of these fields. The families and everyone, the Hillsborough County told all the leagues, we have no money. It's up to you. So, for instance, you go out and buy, the county doesn't put in scoreboards, but if the league goes out and buys a $15,000 scoreboard, the county says once you put it into the ground, they own it.
Sounds like they want all the good, none of the bad.
Any structure, any building you put on Hillsborough County fields, they own.
I tell you, man, these things need to stop. Charlene, do you have any more things you'd like to say?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Keep in mind, these guidelines were only set out for youth tackle football leagues. When it was brought up to Parks and Recs on a lot of these implementations, especially security, because, you know, security is a matter for everybody, we were told that, well, it takes time to implement that, but it took them really quick to implement these guidelines just for tackle football. So, again, if security and a lot of these measures are a priority for kids' safety, this should have been implemented across the board, as you are Parks and Recreations for all sports, not just let's target youth football. And these costs and stuff that they're bringing in to associate with, a lot of these parks, they don't have a choice where this money comes from, because county regulates as donations and not a requirement for a lot of things moving forward. So these are nonprofits that are very limited already with finances to begin with, and you're going to implement more guidelines that's going to cost more. And keep in mind, as taxpayers, we're already paying for a lot of this stuff to be done anyway.
Very good point, Charlie. Scott, are they also talking about checking everybody's roster and all the people that participate and do background checks on their finances?
Yeah, well, what they're talking to certain organizations now is they want to see what each child has paid, what their families have given. They want the names. They want the, and they're entitled to the 990s for a nonprofit, the finances, and they're, you know, you have to show them insurance and everything else. But once again, they're reaching into, these nonprofits are private businesses. You know, I understand we want to background all our coaches. We all agree with that. No one, and that is an expense that we all agree with. We want our coaches' background. But why is it that they have certain rules for leagues where coaches and volunteers can't participate, but they don't have the same rules for the employees of Hillsborough County? And I'm not just talking the guy fixing the field or the water pipe. I'm talking this goes all the way up to the top. If we are going to keep people off the fields for arrest, then people shouldn't have jobs in the county for those same arrests. Again, we are not saying anything here today we cannot document and prove, with files and personnel files in hand.
Bottom line is,
the police, also the police, we know when you sign up an off-duty police officer, it's open. They either pick up the shift or they don't. They're now trying to implement and say if they don't pick up that shift by Monday, they're canceling their Saturday games. Well, why doesn't the county pay and make sure and mandate that these police cover it? No, we'd rather cancel the games because of another county entity. Again, the long arm, and you're right, Patrick, it all goes back to the dollar. And all they're charging teams to practice now. Sandy runs a league. It is a profit league. But these teams are still nonprofits. But they say if you play in Sandy's league, you must pay us. Last to play time, for the field.
A lot of people don't know this, Charlene, but the NFL considers itself a nonprofit organization, which cracks me up to no end. So, and we don't give them as much scrutiny as doggone Hillsborough County is giving these football leagues.
Patrick, give the, and it's not just football. It's going to go to all the other sports in time. They're going to take it all over. Patrick, give the call-in number. There's a lot of people texting.
877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We have a couple open lines. Charlene, I want to thank you for calling in. You're welcome to come back on the show anytime. I hope you're a sports fan, totally not just youth, which is still cool, but call in if you love the Bucks or the Lightning or our beloved Tampa Bay Rays. So thanks for calling in, Charlene.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on AMA 60 The Answer, the Sports Zone.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need, and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
AM 860, The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in. We greatly appreciate all our listeners, all the way down from Port Charlotte over to Lakeland, up to Crystal River, that nice little triangle corridor. We appreciate all the listeners. Check us out on Facebook, The Sports Zone. We're going to get back to the kids' discussion here in a minute, but got to touch base on the Golden State Boston Celtic with Josh. Josh, is Golden State going to win today?
I think they're going to win today, but I still like Boston for this series. Wow. You know, Boston did what they needed to do. You got to steal one on the road. And, you know, watching the Warriors kind of reminds me of the Lightning in certain aspects and vice versa, because they've both been there and they know they're capable of it. And it's kind of that war of attrition. And I think the Lightning are going to come out strong and flip on the switch tonight. And I think the Warriors are going to bring it as well. And the especially because the Celtics know, they've proven this playoffs, that you don't need to win every game. You just need to win 4 of 7.
That's true.
Won one on the road. Now they know that they can kind, you know, they don't need to go out full gangbusters today. They can get back home, you know, probably win that. And then, so yeah, I do. I think Golden State wins tonight.
For my investors out there, what's the line on the Boston Celtics Golden State Warriors game?
It's 4, depending on your book.
Ooh.
3.5, 4.
I think the layoff hurt both teams.
Yes, I agree with you, Scott. That's a very
like
good
those
point.
Long layoffs.
No. It, you know, more times than not, it hurts you. But there's that occasion to where it really helps you too. It depends on your injuries and if you can bounce back. Everybody's different. You know, some people, just like with work, some people go on vacation and come back and they're like, "Man, this guy's ready to rock and roll." And other people are like, "Oh, he's going to be in a lull for a few days or a week, and then he'll pick it back up." We're all different.
It's rest versus rust. That's the, you know.
Yep.
With the Lightning, we had that rest, and we were so jazzed that the Rangers and Hurricanes were going to be beating all up on each other, and yet here we are.
I think Golden State could win by 8 or 10 today. I really
do. Oh, yeah.
You
I think
agree?
So, too. And I think the Lightning could easily win by 2 or 3 goals.
I think they're going to win by – I think you're going to see one of those, which we've seen in the playoffs.
110-90 specials.
You can see a 20-point win.
I think so. I think they're going to blow their load because they need to. They need to feel better about it. And they're going to give it their A game. And so I think, you know, Boston would be very, very happy. Because if you lose by 110 or 50 tonight, series would still be tied 1-1.
Exactly. It's irrelevant. Very good point, Josh. What is the over-under in that ball game? What do they have it?
215.
215. I don't know if it gets there. What do you think?
Vegas is right more often than they're wrong.
That's why they have the bright lights, Josh.
Yeah, like I always say, they don't build those big casinos off of
winners. That's
why
they call it Las Wages.
Yeah, exactly. So no, I do. I think it will not be as competitive a game as some people might want, but I do. I think we'll see a pretty comfortable Warriors win. It won't be a big where, you know, they're up 15, Celtics blow a big lead, something like that. I think it'll be slow and steady.
Yeah, they'll beat them by like 3 points a quarter type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. But now, what about the Lightning, man? I do think this is a must win. I don't think the Golden State game, if the Celtics were to find a way.
You can't fall down 0-3 in any series, in any sport. You can't. We have to win tonight. And we've outshot them.
Yeah.
Like
Shoot the puck, baby. We're
out shooting them. Again, the Rangers are 4-0 on us in the season. I really don't think we're going to allow a team to beat us five games in a row. That's just a little silly. But we are. We've outshot them every game. We're out shooting them on the year 137-110. I just think everything's kind of, we're going to see some positive regression to the mean, if you will.
It's going to be interesting, going to be exciting. Robbie's calling in. I bet he's going to say the Boston Celtics are going to pull off the upset today. Is that correct or incorrect, Robbie?
That's correct. And the Rangers are going to beat the Lightning. Scotty Levinson, man. You're having bad luck with them Golden State Warriors.
Dude, I'm riding and I'm dying with them, Robbie. I think, you know what I was really waiting on you to say today, Robbie?
Scotty, I was also calling to let you know that Next Sunday is my birthday. Oh.
Next Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
How old are you?
In my mid early 50s.
6'12". You're a 6'12".
You're a
6'12". Good number.
Yeah, but Robbie, you did see the Florida State Gator game yesterday, correct?
Scott, what, college baseball?
Oh, now it doesn't matter? You
Come
were
on,
talking,
man.
Robbie, you were ragging on me about college softball.
Come on,
What are you talking about? Florida State Gator game?
The baseball, the World Series.
Dude, they played Auburn.
No, Robbie.
State.
Robbie.
Yeah?
Okay.
He's right. Florida State played Auburn.
Right. Now, I'm not talking yesterday.
Right.
I'm talking in the World Series. I'm not hearing anything about that.
Hey, as Scott likes to say a lot of times, the views expressed against the Florida Gators are not by Patrick Hyland or AM860, The Answer. Go Gators. We're looking for a great football season this year. Even Josh Florida State boy. Yeah, way to go, Robbie.
Yeah, I was the FSU baseball team.
I was talking yesterday, guys.
Go up to Golden State, Scott. Have a good day.
All right,
take care,
Robbie. Thank you, brother.
Speaking of college baseball, though, just kind of a cool sports note, there was a kid for East Carolina a few days back, and he hit a home run left-handed and right-handed in the same exact inning, which I have never heard of before in any sort of league or anything ever.
Oh, yes.
So it was
it's happened before.
Pretty impressive.
What about the girl, the young lady that plays? It's either, I believe it's Oklahoma State.
No, it's
or
it's Oklahoma, and boy,
okay.
Is she killing the ball.
Wait,
dear
now,
God.
Now, guys, she's been playing softball 4 years. And she has 182 home runs. Yep. Figure that out.
Yeah, man. Scary.
That's brutal. 45. The Cubs should draft her.
How about them Chicago Cubs? Ken, man.
Sorry, Ken, our producer. Sorry
that's
for
a,
that
that's
one.
That's a great idea. I'll send a memo. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the Bears, I mean the Cubs and now the Bears. Now, is the QB... Mr. Justin gonna be the answer for the Bears? What's your opinion, Ken?
The Bears have never had, they haven't had a quarterback since Jim McMahon, so I'm gonna say no.
Jim McMahon, old school baby, old Jim, what a gamer. Now, Ken, we both remember Bobby Douglas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was a heck of a lefty quarterback. He was your first original kind of run and gun quarterback, so it was pretty cool. So, no, it's going to be funny what's going to happen in the NFL this year.
Last place finish for the Bears this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And the Cubs probably will be in last as well.
Hmm.
And the Sox third.
And the Bulls. Chicago sports right now is a little light.
It's everybody rebuilding.
Oh, it's a rebuilding. I love that.
It's everybody rebuilding this year.
That's funny.
And last year. And
that's
next year.
Stuff.
And the year
that's
after
stuff.
That.
Now, we'll get to Lightning. Now, Vasilevskiy. Okay, are we saying that he's having a little off all of a sudden? The defense, what's your thought? Has he reached the peak? You know, because sooner or later you do come back down to earth. So, what's your thoughts, Josh?
Yeah, you're not gonna win every single game after a loss forever. I mean, that 18-0 run that we went on again, the luck's gonna run out eventually. But he certainly has looked a little rusty compared to the last series. It's not great to see, but I do think a lot of it is attrition. I really do. I think the team knows that at any given moment they're able to pour it on. And you finally started to see in the third period of the last game that, you know, we were finally trying and upping the momentum up a little bit. But the Rangers are a very good team. Very, very, very good team.
They've got
those three young kids who remind me of the triplets that we had back in the day. You know, there's... Yeah, the fans are getting into it. This is not going to be nearly as easy as a lot of people thought.
What did I say a few weeks ago? The Rangers were going to win that series, and everybody thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
And then they win the series, and then I said, now the Lightning going to have their hands full.
Absolutely.
And what happened? You know, I don't want it, folks. I'm pulling for the Lightning just to be straight up front, but I'm always going to be objective. Anybody who listens to the show or knows me personally, I tell it like it is.
Absolutely.
You know, will I pull for the home teams? Every day.
But there's a lot.
Sunday, but I'm still going to tell you when it's not legit.
Oh,
like
no
Phil
doubt.
Esposito, which I love his announcing. Go ahead.
There's, you know, I think kind of where you saw with the Panthers after they fell down 0-2 last series, it kind of took away all the juice out of them. It took away all the momentum and confidence. Well, you're not going to see that with the Lightning.
I
it's
kind
of like, all right, they punched us in the mouth twice now. Let's get up and get them three times. And because, you know, we win tonight, win another one, all of a sudden it's a best of three series, heading back to New York, and you know, it's anyone's to win. But we'll see. We really, really will. It's certainly not going to be easy. I do like that we have it this afternoon. You know, we'll get out of here.
That's
be
pretty
able
cool.
Be able to catch some afternoon hockey. So we'll see. We'll see.
I wish the Rays would have had a little forethought and said, hey, Chicago might be a little tough. I know we're playing a night game Saturday, but what's the difference between 2 and 12? You know, let's just get up and get going. And we're going to throw the first pitch at 12:05. That game will be over by the time the first puck is dropped, and Tampa Bay fans get to see everything.
Well, you know, if this guy over here in the studio with us does happen to get elected, maybe he can pull some strings and work on the sports. He can appoint you as a sports czar.
I like
that. The local sports czar.
I like that, Josh. I'm in, man. All in, as they say in poker, okay? All chips in. Or as you said earlier, blow your load. Like, just put all your chips in, put all the money in. That's what he meant by that.
Okay. I agree 100%. I think we're going to a break.
We're going to a break here on AM 860 The Answer. Our District 1 County Commissioner to be, hopefully. You want to vote for him, folks. Please, we need a change. God bless. We'll be right back here in just a couple minutes in a little SRN news.
I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Russian airstrikes have hit the Ukrainian capital of Kiev for the first time in several weeks, sending up plumes of black smoke. Russia claims the airstrikes destroyed tanks donated from abroad. Ukraine, however, says they hit a train repair shop. It says Russia is just seeking to destroy the country's ability to export goods. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, warning that any Western deliveries of long-range rocket systems will prompt Moscow to hit objectives, quote, that we haven't struck yet. A state lawmaker in southwestern Nigeria says dozens are feared dead today after gunmen opened fire and detonated explosives at a church. It happened at St. Francis Catholic Church in Ondo State, just as worshipers were gathering for mass. And authorities say gunfire killed three people and wounded 11 others in one of downtown Philadelphia's most popular entertainment districts last night. This is SRN News.
Odyssey.
Find us online at theanswertampa.com.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, we're going to the ER immediately. And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos, they started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world.
I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Sun and clouds for today with widely separated thunderstorms and a high 91. Partly cloudy tonight with a low 76. Partly sunny tomorrow with a thunderstorm in parts of the area and a high 91. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for hanging in there with us. If you're getting out of church, we appreciate you tuning us in and checking us out for the next 15, 20 minutes. And if you're running late for church, well, check us out on our Sports Zone podcast and you can finish out the rest of the show. So God bless everybody out there. We appreciate you. We have some callers. Chase, good morning and welcome into the Sports Zone. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Chase Harrison. I'm running for County Commission District 7 along with Scott there running for District 1.
Excellent,
to
Chase.
Call and check in with you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Good. So what do you think about this park and rec situation?
Man, I tell you, it's stuck in my craw right now. I was talking to Scott about this earlier. You know, it's all going to come down to fairness. If they're going to have rules for one league, they got to evenly have it for all of them. And when they talk about the security issues, they can't favor one over the other. It's going to have to be for all of them because it's just a matter of time before there's another issue.
Couldn't agree with you more, man.
Chase is an ex-police officer.
That's correct.
And he will tell you that. You know, the county now is saying you have to have security, but you have to have it booked by Monday. The problem is the police and sheriffs are not required to pick up off duty. So, Chase, what they are now telling these organizations, if a officer does not pick up a duty on Monday, they're canceling the game Saturday.
Okay, as a retired Tampa police officer, let me offer this part. When I worked off-duty jobs, some of them did go unfilled. However, some of the accounts were very important as far as the person doing the hiring. And they would always have a standby, like a security company that they could notify, and that way that game can go on. It may not be a law enforcement officer, but they would have armed security on site.
Speaking of that, Chase, you just hit a nerve. We won't get off the beaten path here, but how about we have an armed security guard at each school in our great United States of America? I think you'd be for that. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
Chase, absolutely. My friend John Newman actually is in charge of the school security for Hillsborough County, and they have layer upon layer of security at our schools here in Hillsborough. What recently happened in Uvalde would be next to impossible to happen here.
Interesting.
Chase, can I ask a question? This is Sandy from the YSF, because I actually hire police officers for my events. What concerns me on many of the occasions is that the police officers that you put in to apply to get a police officer, and what concerns me is that the police officers that I get may not be the top guys that know how to handle a situation, because a football dispute is a very complex issue. And a lot of the times I get the police officers that maybe are on low hours or something like that, or they're the new guys in the box. Is that actually the case?
Well, those jobs are really on the cops' days off. It's just extra money for them. So if you have some very senior guys who may not need extra money, they're probably not going to sign up for off-duty jobs. So you might be able to do what's called a preferred list, where once you meet officers that you're comfortable with, you can create a list of people that you would have them take the jobs first.
Yep, that's what we did at the church, Chase. I'm glad you said that for a lot of other people listening. So it's very important. That's how
Great.
You handle it. It's
Great.
All about relationships and doing the right
and
thing.
Also, Chase, as an off-duty police officer, I think you can attest, sports is a very emotional thing. And it's funny, and you've been around long enough, I'm sure you've dealt with soccer fights, baseball fights, lacrosse fights, football fights. It happens because parents and coaches get emotional.
Oh, absolutely. And those situations, as the other gentleman was saying, you know, you want someone that's seasoned if possible to take care of those situations.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Sandy's right. That's why you need to do the preferred list. Get some guys who have some experience, some guys that understand sports too, and then they'll be ready and be more.
In my program, I actually have my own security people that are trained in this situation. And at times I'd almost like to hire just the uniform, because that's where the police officers help, is that just the picture of the uniform where somebody doesn't go in and get start entering into the criminal behavior.
You know, if Hillsborough County is going to mandate that all of these sports have police officers, then they got to work as a county. Once again, what a shock. Let's have some planning and forethought. If you're going to require these leagues to have an official sheriff or police officer, then the county has to make sure that these shifts are covered and they pick it up. And don't use excuses because the county claims safety is their first priority. Well, if there's county people on site and they don't like what's going on, then they should shut it down. It is amazing to me, the excuses. And like I said, this is all well documented. They would like to run and hide for it. And as we know, the bureaucracy passes from one to the next, blaming the next. But if you're going to require something, then you better darn well make sure they're available to cover it.
But Scott and Chase.
Right, and keep in mind.
Yeah. I just wanted to say one thing Chase. It's okay. You know, doesn't this make sense? I pay my taxes to get the support, and then I also have to pay for the support. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? If you're an idiot.
Absolutely.
Hillsborough County, yeah. I've dealt with Absolutely. A lot of counties in my day running the leagues, and Sandy deals with other states. This is by far the toughest to deal with, because the problem here is Hillsborough County bureaucracy thinks we work for them. They forget they are civil servants and they work for us.
Amen to that. And Mr. Beckett can tell you, Sandy can tell you, that he deals with multiple states, multiple counties, and he has more problems here in Hillsborough County than those other places. They welcome him in his organization because they have the forethought to say, hey, this is good for the community. This is good for dollars. We need to get some people like you and Scott in our county commission to see that light. It's a business, folks. It's not a, you know, let's run for politics and have our own little tea party. I'm sorry. It needs to stop. It needs to end.
Honestly, the reality is that I've actually received calls from counties actually asking me to come back into their market because they want activities at their fields. They've actually called me endlessly, please come in, do something. Sports disappearing fast. We want it to come back. Can you help us? That should be the starting
right.
principle.
So true. Chase, right. running for District 7, County Commissioner. We're going to take a quick time out here on the Sports Zone. Daryl, we'll get to you after this quick turnaround. And God bless you, Chase, and good luck to you winning the race. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here on the Sports Zone. Thank you, man.
Hi, Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears. No matter how much you want to ignore it, child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to The Answer, AM 860, The Sports Zone. Check us out on the podcast also. Captain Matt Bruce puts that together for me. He's a great guy. He'll be on from 2 to 6 tomorrow, and I'll be on the 5:45 to 5:55, 10 minute. We'll go over what happened with the Lightning and the Warrior game and the Rays game. So tune into that also. Check out his show. It's a great show. Goes all across the U.S. of A. Captain Matt Bruce, the third watch, baby. All right, Daryl, thanks for your patience, my man. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to call in. Great show. Thanks for having me. Let me just say that first of all. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of air some grievances and just kind of see if other people are experiencing the same thing with Hillsborough County Parks and Recs that several organizations are having, as well as the organization that I represent over in Riverview. Here recently, we were asked to provide every parent that is registered their contact information, how much they paid, and if they were on any type of assistance or scholarship. I've been in this business for a long time, and I've never gotten that request before. Just sort of different things we're hearing. Once we provide information, all of a sudden there's additional information that's required on top of that. So it just seems like a very unique situation that we're going through. And from what I'm talking to some of my peers at other organizations, they're getting similar questions and activity and overreach, in my opinion. Just didn't know if any of the other callers, if you guys have seen that or have experienced that or aware of that.
Yeah, Daryl. Like I said, I have gotten a lot of calls all week long. I'm no longer involved, obviously, as everyone knows, and I left during the season, but a lot of people have called, and you know, it's a problem. It's overreach. But this goes back to, you know, let's look back when we were dealing with the COVID and they shut everything down. but they could provide us with no logical reasons for certain things. And they just basically, as you know, their answer to everything is because we own the fields. We own. And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people is, as taxpayers, who works for who? The demands, they are diving into personal information that all these leagues are nonprofit corporations. And what they are asking for are things that they know honestly can't be or won't be produced. And Florida state law limits what they can ask for, but they don't care about that either. And we are hearing from a lot of people that they are suffering from overreach. And it's not just football. I'm hearing from baseball. I'm hearing from some lacrosse. They, as they mandated masks, as they mandated shutdowns, all this is doing is a progression of more.
The other thing is that, guys, can we concentrate on getting kids on football fields? Everything that you seem to do is always not that. And that's my point. Your purpose in life, Hillsborough County Parks and Rec, and I know you all, I know you know me, put little boys and little girls on a piece of grass with a ball of any kind. I don't care whether it's a baseball, soccer ball, lacrosse ball. Put them on the grass. But everything you're concentrating on, how does asking you how many kids get scholarships, etc.? Trust me, every single parent that is working for every single football, baseball organization is volunteering at pennies on the dollar. That's what they're doing. If you want me to tell you how much I donate, it's thousands of dollars. And all the clubs around here know this. I'm the largest football program, along with Pop Warner. Thousands of dollars donated. That's not my problem. My problem is little boys and little girls on a football field with a ball. Concentrate on that and test every single thing you do against that principle, and you'll be fine. Running around with pieces of paper is not the purpose here. I have a little thing where I wanted to put a cartoon on the front of my website, which was a whole bunch of little boys and girls standing in the middle with throwing a ball up in the air, and a bunch of adults talking about how we do this, how should we do that, what rules should we implement, and the kid going, and it's a cartoon, the kid going, can we play now? Can we play now? Can we play now? And the adults going, hold on a moment, we just got to solve this problem A, B, or C. And the kid going, can we play now? That's a great cartoon. Can we put that on the front of the Hillsborough County site?
Or Tampa Bay Times now wants to charge you $3 for a newspaper. I passed today, by the way, and I hope everybody's there with me. Really, Darryl, sick of it.
Are they giving you
silly.
Are they giving you any honest answers, or are they just pushing you off every day to something new?
No, it's pretty much a push off every day to something new. There was a initially we were told this all started. Initially, we were told there was a complaint regarding, you know, the operation of the organization that's been around for over 30 years. You know, I've been a part of this organization for maybe 18 years. Never had a problem with the county. Never had any situation or anything like that. Then, lo and behold, after 2 weeks of providing everything you can name, from changing the bylaws to providing minutes to providing tax returns, et cetera, oh, well, there really wasn't a form of complaint. We just saw that you guys had some turnover, you know, which happens. Again, if you're a part of youth sports, somebody's not going to be the president for 30 years. It just doesn't happen. If their kid ages out, typically that person, that board member ages out with them, you know, and that was trying to explain that situation. So now it's additional things. Okay, well, what's your P&L statements for this, that, and the other? It's like, okay, well, what does that have to do with anything? What did we do wrong, and why are we being subjected to all these different questions? You know, that's one question that has not been given to me yet. I was like, okay, why are we being asked all of this, and who else is being asked for this information? Because from the folks I know, no one is being asked to provide that level of detail of how the organization runs. We've given you everything.
It's progression, guys. It started this year with the kids in the classrooms, or out of the classrooms, I should say. And it continued with the mat, and that we're just rolling. Our government is just rolling more and more control, more and more. This is not how youth sports was set up. And as I said, and Daryl. I appreciate it. You know, we're going to stay on top of this. We're not going to let this go. And I appreciate you calling in. And,
thanks, Daryl.
And Daryl, I do appreciate that. But I want to right now, because it's fair, I would like to invite somebody from Hillsborough County Parks and Recreation or Hillsborough County government to come into the show and dispute any of this with facts. As I said, we have files and files of facts. We have ex-county employees. We have current county employees that are not happy. And again, we talk about transparency, we talk about access, and we talk about accountability. And the old saying is people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Well, folks, before you start yelling about the people coaching our kids, you better look at the people that are running our county in this Parks and Recreation Department. Let's stop worrying so much and always worrying about the leagues. Why don't we look inside and see if the people running our county and running our Parks and Rec are as clean as a whistle? And that will come out. This won't stop. We have weeks of this, folks. And again, you are invited. Hillsborough County, Parks and Rec, Hillsborough County, anybody in the administration. Next week, 11 a.m., we'd love to see you here.
Give me a call, 813-966-1052. You bring me a half a dozen questions, I'll ask you those questions, and I'll ask Scott a half a dozen questions that I have on my mind. Let's see who's willing to step up to the pump.
Hey, this come here. This isn't Scott anymore. Like I said, my time in the leagues is over, but I will, as a concerned citizen, as a former active in the leagues, and now as a person that cares about our kids, we will not stop. You will be held accountable. You will be responsible. And you will stop lying about the safety and care of our children, because you have proven over the years you don't.
You know what it is, Scott? I'm so tired of it. The disingenuous mentality of all our politicians right now. It's got to stop. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to AM 860 The Answer, the Sports Zone. And we'll be back here next Sunday.
If the Lightning come out with half that amount of fire and enthusiasm this afternoon, I think we're going to be all right. Might be back in business.
4-0, as they say in soccer.
I think so.
Right. Mr. Sandy Beckett, thanks for coming on the show. Sandy's from Zimbabwe. Yeah. Pretty cool. My friend Nick Price, great golfer from there. And
Sandy's not a great golfer.
Well, that's though. No. But he's a great guy. That's all that matters. I'll tell you. We will check you next week. Be safe, Tampa Bay. God bless you. Let's do a random act of kindness for our fellow man out there. You know what? It only takes an extra minute to do the right thing. And that's what the Hillsborough County needs to do. Take the extra minute to do the right things. Let's find a way to do things, not ways not to do them. Scott?
Go Lightning, and most of all, peace, Tampa Bay.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.